I know what I'm doing Saturday. Going to the Thunder from down under. Yeah, baby. Ooh. What's up, guys? I'll see you guys there.
So, one thing is having like a regular white t-shirt, but where I'm about to take you is where, like, you know, if you grew up in the Harbor area and everything, you know where to get your white t-shirts. I'm gonna take you guys there. Growing up, pretty much, there was no such thing as amateur cage fighting. So there's a spot right here where they had a cage in the back and like this little dome area, and we would just fight people. Like, and if you don't have an opponent, you fight someone from the crowd who was drunk enough to fight. It's right here, look. Inside that dome, there's a cage and you just bang it out there. It was fun, man.
Hey, what's up, bro? What's up?
I don't know, but they're hyped up.
Brian, let's go. You
gotta maneuver. You gotta be fast. He who hesitates is lost. I brought him to your doorstep, homie. UFC embedded.
What?
Yeah.
What's going on, bro?
I was telling him where all the homies from the hood get their shirts and shit.
My God.
You know what I'm saying? Look at that White Harbor.
Do you guys need help training?
That one in the large. Yeah, yeah.
Harbor area, baby.
I think they just came out on the other episode where I was wearing the black one. Now he's gonna wear the white one. This is the shirt I was talking to you guys about. This is it.
One time use.
One time use too.
One time use for that one.
See that? Boom, baby. Now we're fresh, see? Now we're fresh. Too blessed to be stressed.
Are you wearing those on purpose?
I'm blessed too. God loves all his children.
Harbor.
Going to Del Amo Mall and getting a little shopping in because I do everything last minute. So, yeah, last time when I fought Frankie, I woke up, I had nothing ready, not a bag, not anything. So we're trying not to make that happen again. I'm trying to be a little bit more professional, so the day before I leave, I'm doing something though. This is for the UFC, I need to, like, you know what I'm saying? I need to stand out, bro. I need to say champion.
40.
Island boy.
Yeah?
When I put this on, it's gonna look like I took some time preparing for this. When in reality, we just showed up, measured it, put it on, bam. When in doubt, nor storm it out.
I have to go to the Park MGM, check in, and then I have some media stuff I have to do. So today's kind of a fuller day. Whereas yesterday I didn't have much to do. Today I got quite a few of these.
I'm trying to figure out, like, I got this bucket or something.
Nah, you gotta go get it. You gotta go press, like, you gotta go buy that and grab it, like a shirt.
Oh, okay. That's why he's over here.
He can give you some new stuff.
I tried to upgrade my bow and the axe, but then...
You don't have enough money?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's it. You screwed.
These are different kind of shorts, huh?
Yeah, because you are the challenger.
No, I know, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. But it'll never be used again because if you do win, you will then be in championship shorts. So anything we do in this is for event specific, only for this event. So center up just a little bit that way, and then you can go back a step. There we go.
What I learned about my heavyweight career was that I'm a better fighter today than I was back then, for sure.
Okay, and then you're gonna rotate towards me a little bit.
But the workload I've carried during this training camp in preparation was learned by having to make 205.
Tight fist, down, there we go.
Oh, shoot on it. I see women do it. I see women do it in like heels.
Can I do the go again?
Go! I can't do two things at once. Whoa. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I broke your camera. Everyone has a game plan and My goal is not to let him do what he wants. I'm going to do what I do, and I work too hard to let him beat me. So, you know, whatever happens on Saturday, I'll be ready for it. You know, I know he's a great wrestler, but we're not wrestling, we're fighting. So that's a big difference.
Let's see what's going to win, huh?
Oh, yeah. Great shot. What?
How y'all feeling?
Good.
Good?
Gang, gang. There's a group of fighters.
How are you feeling?
Good.
There you go.
How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm really cutting the weight.
How are you?
I'm mad at this motherfucker.
Where you going to check in?
Yeah, we're going to check in.
Dude's in there right now.
Yeah. Oh, Ortega?
The guy you fighting, yeah.
Yeah.
He just walked in.
We should fight?
No.
Why are you mad at DC?
You ain't fighting.
Huh?
Why are you mad at him?
Because he's a fat shit. he can eat rice during fight. It's some bullshit. It's some bullshit, DC.
All right, Maxie. Hey, hit me up. Later.
I don't have any plans for the fort. You know, I'll probably just stay in the room all day, continue making weight.
I mean, Derek's definitely keeping his eye on the prize. And, you know, if we can beat Francis, you know, especially if we can finish Francis, he will get the title shot. So, you know, everything leading to this, he's taken very seriously. I mean, he'll joke around and you know, he puts stuff on his social media and all that garbage, but he's taking this very serious.
We got our proteins, we can do chicken, steak, salmon, and we have tilapia too, if you want to do that.
No, none of that look good.
Whole wheat bread, whole wheat wrap. I'm not even gonna read you the lettuce wrap, because I know you're not gonna want that.
What about white bread?
We have white bread.
We do white bread.
What about some avocado on this? Mm-hmm. Some asparagus, sweet potato.
Mm-hmm. Maybe sweet potato.
Sweet potato? I think we can get away with sweet potato.
Let's start face down. Shirt off.
Ass up?
Yeah.
Okay. Courtney, you was laying right here?
Yeah,
does it
smell good?
Ooh! You smell good.
Do you feel it both through both sides, or you feel it mostly through one side?
One side.
One side? All through the right side, or?
Yeah.
Mostly?
Pain. Like Mr. T say, pain.
Pain.